Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim and Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
Thanks for staying with us on Primetime here on Money FM 89.3. Now, Singapore's economy is currently at a crossroads, facing challenges in the global environment and within its domestic economy. Despite narrowly averting a technical recession in the third quarter based on advanced estimates, the meager expansion of Singapore's GDP and decline in exports herald troubling times ahead for us.
Well, against this sluggish economic backdrop, many Singaporean SMEs are making revenue growth their top priority ahead of product innovation, talent retention and digitalization. Well, a vital cornerstone of Singapore's economy, SMEs account for an estimated 2/3 of all employment and contributing close to about 100 billion Singapore dollars to the economy. Amid the impending economic slowdown, it is crucial that SMEs stay vigilant in a bid to sustain and persist through these difficult times.
We speak today to Alan J. Pathmaraja, Executive Chairman of AJP Advisors, to get his insights. Alan, thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
So this strategy that SMEs should adopt, if what might it be? If making revenue growth their top priority, as Bernard mentioned, ahead of product innovation, talent retention, digitalization, is supposedly an antiquated approach, what then should this new approach be?
Well, revenue is the highest figure in the profit and loss account of a company. But unfortunately, revenue is vanity, profit is sanity, cash is king or queen. Okay. And my wife says queen, so I say
right.
queen.
Mm.
So it's very important to see it's profitable, capital efficient, and the return on investment. But
right.
We have to work on it. And in a difficult time, sales will be affected because people are buying less. But unfortunately, in the best of times, SMEs do very badly, not just in Singapore, all over the world. 95% of SMEs fail.
No.
The reason is the chap who starts an SME, I do a lot of work having done big companies, I now specialize in SMEs,
mm-hmm.
they start a business thinking, why should I work for this chap? I might as well start on my own. But
okay.
running a business is very different from running an engineering or an accounting background.
Right.
So when that happens, they don't have the team, what we call, they are good in the business, that is on the technical side, but not on the business. They don't have the marketing, finance, human capital experience. And
right.
unfortunately, at that time, so survival is very low, even in the best of times.
Mm.
But there are many companies whom we work with are able to focus on not, in order to sell more, you must innovate more.
Mm.
Because if you sell the same product, nobody is going to buy it.
Right.
You have to be selling something others don't produce, at the same time, what the other competitors are not providing, so that you maintain an unfair or a sustainable competitive advantage.
Right.
So if once you do that, then you're likely to grow. So innovation is not only in product development, but also in all areas of services,
mm-hmm.
because you can have the best product, but if it's delivered badly and not supported with service, then you are in trouble.
Or if people don't know about it.
That's right. So innovation is very important, but innovation, particularly today, the world is changing very fast.
Rapidly.
There's a lovely saying by Warren Bennis, I believe, when the rate of change outside exceeds the rate of change inside,
uh-huh.
the end is in sight.
Oh, and there's trouble.
And the only way to get out of that is what we call the four Fs. You must be fast, focused, flexible, must have fun.
Oh.
In any business I work with, if the people do not have the fun attitude, like Confucius said, choose a job you love and you will never have to work a day in your life.
That's
so
true.
Once you have the passion, when the passion is there, you see possibilities which others don't see.
Mm-hmm.
You are more positive in your attitude. You're persistent. You're patient. And therefore, you produce profitability. I like all the P's because my name starts with P.
So it's very alliterative.
And when you are passionate about something, even in the worst of times, you will find solutions to it because you see possibilities where others can't see.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, passion is extremely important. And my background, as you know, working for big companies, and I've specialized and I'm passionate about helping SMEs because 99% of all companies in Singapore are SMEs. And as you reported earlier, they produce a very not a proportionate part of their numbers.
Contribution.
So helping them is my passion, and I've helped a lot of companies, and some we have listed as well. Examples, I don't know whether you want examples, but examples.
Sure, one is name the guilty.
A lorry driver called Lim Chui Kim was very good in logistics,
but
he wanted us to help him to grow. So we helped him. We brought in systems, marketing, and finance, and human capital. He was good, and we increased his revenue from about, not we, but he did. We only gave him the support to from 8 million to about 30-odd million.
Nice.
And we listed the company. It's called Richland Logistics.
Mm. Now he's on a beach sipping a Mai Tai.
nice story.
Yeah, but there are many others like that. There's a lady whom I mentioned many times, is Annie Yap. Mm-hmm. Who started a recruitment company, Annie, and now she started on her own called AYP Associates. Mm-hmm. Again, she's very good in the technical side. Over the years, unless you have, or it's like a team, you know, you must have marketing, finance, human capital, and of course the technical side, and that creates what we call a team.
Mm.
And very, very important that SMEs, unfortunately, haven't got the ability or the resources to do it. While lots are being done, just giving them money is no good. You have to hold their hands, and people who have run businesses, like our team, try and help them to hold their
hands. Teach them how to fish.
That's right. Absolutely.
Well, Alan, I just want to ask you this next question, because I know you deal with SMEs a lot. I mean, how aware are SMEs of the impending slowdown? I mean, what is the sentiment here like compared to maybe like other regions?
I think all entrepreneurs are very aware of what's happening, particularly Singaporean entrepreneurs. They can see it very clearly. But having seen it very clearly, what do they do? Vision without action is hallucination. Action without vision is chaos. Mm. So they see it, and that's where help is needed. And some of them have done remarkably well. I've done small company, which has grown into a big company. And it's very important that people who have experience in running a company, can you advise somebody, can you send your daughter to a swimming coach who has never swum? So therefore, we select people who are able to support these people. And it is tremendously rewarding, because these people are really committed. They are entrepreneurs or technical people. How do they become better managers and progressively become better leaders? It's very important in the world. The world is overmanaged and underled. So what we have to do is to move them in the ladder of success. And then hopefully, but I am very gratified with the clients we work with. One of the things we do is we never work with a client whom we have he doesn't have trust. If you go to a doctor and the doctor gives you a green pill with yellow dots, do you ask him, are you sure? So if that confidence is not there, so what we do is once we are invited, we talk to the client, find out what his issues are. And then give our credentials, and then say, okay, we trust each other. Mm-hmm. Then when we work, it is a team spirit.
Yeah. Right. What are you looking for, though, Alan, when you speak to clients or potential clients? A certain willingness, of course.
Yes.
What else?
Willingness and also the commitment. There's also, once you have a willingness, that you must have the commitment, and then you must develop the competence, and then you must have the character to move along, but most important, caring. You know, one of the things that SMEs are not so good at is dealing with staff, you see, and therefore...
But they have a talent shortage as well already.
Yeah, and
so
some of them are very good, but the point is, people are the most important thing. In every company, management is MAN, start. So how do you excite them, energize them, enthuse them, and excite them so that they will work with us? And that is the trust and treating them like human beings. And today, young people are very different from those days. I give the example of my daughter. Those days, my father looked at me, I looked down. Now I look at my daughter, she says, what's your problem, Daddy? So therefore, if my daughter is like that, how much more other people's daughters and sons? So treating people, apart from innovation, technology, and all this, is how do you treat? Because everything is done through and with people.
Mm-hmm,
if you are like a magnet to attract such people, things move much, much faster. This is classic examples, you know. Look at our country, for example. We had a leader who was incredible, and he brought everybody together. And we have achieved so much because working together is the beginning.
Sure.
And the word team stands for together, everyone achieves more.
Oh, wow.
Very important. So that's very important. But we are doing a lot and trying to help SMEs. And many of the people, we try and evaluate and see whether we have a fit. Mm. And if the fit is there, and even if it's in the worst of times or the best of times or in the worst of business or the best of business, our job is to try and find little opportunity to incrementally grow that company and help them as long as we work as a team.
Right, right. Well, tell us, how challenging would a strategy shift be? I mean, change is always a bit scary for people. So how do you deal with that?
Well, you see, the people, if you don't change, the world is changing so fast. And our job is to explain to them that we must also change. As I quoted earlier, the rate of change outside exceeds the rate of change inside. Mm. But once they are very sharp, these entrepreneurs are much sharper than the traditional employees, you know. Mm. And how do we explain to them in simple language that they see that if they don't do something, it's going to be disastrous? But they are very good. They can smell things much, much better than all of us. But how? But they haven't got the means to translate that vision into action because of the fact that they don't have the business, the marketing, the human capital and all that. But some of our SMEs have done remarkably well. Mm-hmm. And I think even in the midst of economic downturn, they are all the time looking ahead, you know. They are more looking further away and looking at how they can improve themselves, both in terms of product services and capture a large percentage or a larger percentage of the market. And I am very confident that SMEs, particularly who are committed, do a very good job. And let's hope that in spite of the economic downturn, a majority or at least a reasonable number of our SMEs will do well.
Alan, very quickly though, what's the one thing you think SMEs in this challenging time should concentrate on? Talent retention, the innovation, the digitalization maybe?
Yeah, I think talent is very important because if you get the right talent, they will innovate. Mm. If you get the wrong talent, they won't innovate. And not only get them, but also select the people. You see, when you select people, a lot of us spend very little time selecting them. Selecting is not only for knowledge and skills, but more important for attitude and culture. Will they fit into our team? Mm-hmm. You know, in a football team, you select people who will blend with the rest. So I think selection of the people, and once you select the right people, but the problem is to attract people into an SME is not easy.
Yeah.
Because they say, well, I want to join a big company.
Yes,
and
right.
I
want
to be better
off. Company.
But the thing is, how do we attract them? And if you see some of these people, how do we give them some incentives to help them to come? Mm-hmm. And I think it's a great thing that some of our entrepreneurs have attracted the right people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Alan J. Padmaraja is Executive Chairman of AJP Advisors, today talking about how the challenges of SMEs can be overcome even in these challenging times. Alan, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.